We're up to Kina Tes Zion.
If you go through the Kina, you'll see that the Kina focuses on the unbelievably evil acts committed by Titus HaRasha. I'm actually not going to go into the details of those unthinkable violations. I recommend that you listen to them online, actually, from past years. Rabbi Zabrowski goes through them and really can see them. But what grabbed my attention in this Kina is the description of the shock, the utter shock experienced by the Jewish people who witnessed the events. But not so much shock at the atrocities committed, but rather disbelief that Hashem would let it happen. Hashem Kavyachol stood by while these violations and destruction occurred. As the Kina notes, when Nadav and Avihu were smitten by a heavenly fire, tzadikim, for a seemingly small infraction, and also where 60 myriads of destructive mazikim stood guard so that no one could enter, but these Rishayim were given free rein to do the most heinous acts in pure defiance and ridicule of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So we ask, Avinu Shebashamayim, how could you let such a defiling of your sacred home happen? Why would you let this happen? But we're not asking why as in a search for the base reasons. We know why. We have all the reasons from Chet HaMeraglim and speaking and thinking poorly about Eretz Yisrael, to Gilurayu Shichas Domim of Oda Zora, to Sinas Chinam. We know what caused it, which means we know what prevents its rebuilding. We know. So what's the point of this Kina? And if we know, why haven't we solved the problems? Why haven't we changed? The question is not on Hashem, not why Hashem would let this happen, but on us as to why we continue to let this happen. And that's what the Kina is telling us. That is what this Kina is trying to do. With just one word. One very powerful word. Zachor. Remember. I was asked to select a Kina the night that the shul had a speaker, Mrs. Livia Schachter, who survived Auschwitz and spoke to us about her experience. We cringed and couldn't believe things that we heard and that a person could come through that. And as she spoke, she couldn't remember certain details or certain events that happened. But one event she clearly remembered in vivid detail. The shock of a Nazi, Yimach Shemo, smashing the head of a tiny, helpless baby on the ground just so that everybody would keep moving. That you don't forget. And that you remember. Hashem gave us the gift of forgetting so we don't live in constant pain. But sometimes we aren't supposed to forget. Sometimes we have to remember. There are some things that happen to each and every one of us, to us as a people, that we have to remember. We should remember the Chorban and thereby yearn for the Gula constantly. Ki lishuascha kivinu kol hayom. We say it three times a day, don't we? We mean what we say, don't we? But alas, we are human. We're preoccupied. And again, Hashem has given us this gift of being able to forget. But we have 3 weeks out of the year to remember, to feel the pain, which should be the gaping hole in our lives that is never filled until we have the Beis HaMikdash back and Hashem's Shechina back with us again. Do you remember during that time? Or do you just look at these first 2 weeks as a light mourning period? When the 9 days come around, then we'll start to feel it. When Shavuot Shachabo comes, then I'll focus on what this is all about. On Tisha B'Av, then I'll mourn, then I'll remember. Rabbeinu cites Tisha B'Av again, and we still don't have the Beis HaMikdash. We still don't have Hashem Shechina. We aren't remembering. But then what can we do? We have no real idea what we're missing. As I've mentioned, we can read about it, we can learn about it, but do we really appreciate what we lost? How can we remember as the Kino wants us to do? But do you remember the people of Gush Katif who suffer to this day? Do you remember Jonathan Pollard who was rotting away and dying in jail because he's a Jew? Do you remember the Fogel family and the Pur Neshamas who were savagely slaughtered? The Bachim from Erkaz Harav? Levi Kletsky? Daniel Riflik? The countless people who are sick? The young mothers and fathers who left this world so young? All the emails and lists that get longer and longer day after day after day? Our own friends, our own families? You think their families don't remember? You think a day goes by, a yahrzeit, a birthday, that they don't cry? Hoping and yearning for the return one day of their loved one? Mashiach will finally be here? Can't we remember? Can't we cry for this to finally end? For some reason, we so often just can't get ourselves to cry. Not at the side of the Chorban, but at the Kosel itself. Not during the 3 weeks, not even on Tisha B'Av. We feel uncomfortable. We feel strange. But at a funeral, no one looks odd for crying. If anything, imagine a child or a spouse, Rahman al-Islam, at the funeral of a parent or their own spouse, and they're not crying. And they can't move themselves to tears. What's wrong? Don't you remember how much your father, your husband, loved you and cared for you? And the wonderful times you had together? How close you were? Don't you remember how your beautiful child, how you loved him so? He had such a close relationship. Don't you remember all the plans and dreams you had? And you can't cry? You can't feel the loss and the pain? If you'd only just remember. There are different reasons for remembering. Sometimes it's a warning, like in Arkina. Yes, Hashem would even let His Holy of Holies be destroyed. Don't be so safe and so secure. Be concerned. Care. Remember. But sometimes it's to appreciate. Sometimes it's to evoke mercy and compassion. The first kina is Zechor Hashem Me'alanu, which is based on the fifth parak of Eicha. What do we want? We want Hashem to remember the tragedies that have befallen us. We want to remember our glory days and speedily restore us to that place. And sometimes we remember to to reawaken a feeling of love and connection, longing for those good old days. Hashem, we long to leave the Zachor Ab Zachor Asher Asa. We want the other Zachor. Zachati Lach Chesed Nirayach. We want you to remember us for the good. How great it was. How good it can be. But we know. First, we must remember. Like those pure children in the Kina, who threw themselves into the sea when they said, "Kol zos ba'asnu v'lo shchachanucha." No matter what has befallen us, no matter what tragedies we experience, we will not forget you. We will always remember. We need to remember.